Good Erev Shabbos, everyone. Parshas Vayechi is famous for the brachos that Yaakov Avinu gives all the Shvatim, his sons, before he passes away. And Rav Pam Zecher Tzadik Levracha says that the brachos that Yaakov gave his children before his death set forth the individual destinies of Klal Yisrael. As the Svarno puts it, to each of them he gave a blessing that was particularly suited for his own ability. For example, kingship for Yehuda, Torah greenness for Yisachar, Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash for Levi. The Aruch Chaim adds that every neshama has its own divinely endowed talents. Yaakov's brachos highlighted and reinforced those unique traits. He wanted to make sure that each one understood that they were unique and special in their own way, and they each had their own jobs to serve Hashem in this world. Sometimes I think about the pasuk "Va'ahavta l'reacha kamocha," and I think that from when we're really young and little, we're told that this pasuk highlights the achdus, the love we should have for another. However, I just wonder, how often is the kamocha part stressed in this pasuk? Because one can only love another as much as they love themselves. One can only love others and realize and recognize and tap into the divine essence of another person only if they're strong in their recognition of their own divine qualities that Hashem has benched them with. This is really, I humbly feel, a true secret to happiness and feeling fulfilled every day, no matter what stage Hashem puts us in. If we can have that part of us so clearly understood that Hashem has blessed each of us with our own unique strengths. And this goes past production stage, where this is about a girl being talented in choir or dance or musically. This is about really from day to day, what makes us special? What is it that Hashem has blessed us with that makes our neshama unique and special? How do I connect to Hashem? What is my relationship with Hashem that just reinforces that I am a divine person? When we connect to Hashem, we feel that neshama, that emes deep inside of us. How do we work on nurturing that relationship with Hashem so that we really feel that divine and special part inside of us? Do we have goals? Are we climbing? Because only when we're climbing do we really feel good about ourselves. Only when we're working on what makes us special and unique. It's not about the outside. It's not what Hashem has given me in my life right now. It's about who I am. It's about my relationship with Him. It's about what makes me special. It's about what nobody in the world could ever take away from me. That is the kamocha part. The part that I love myself, I love the special divine essence that Hashem gave to me. And when we're strong on that, then our relationships outside of ourselves, the l'reacha part, could really be strong too. We can contribute to others. We can make other people feel good about themselves. We could tap into their divine essence once we have the clarity inside ourselves. I heard a beautiful, beautiful thought on the Parshas Vayigash, when Yosef HaTzadik sends the Agalos to his father Yaakov, so that Yaakov believes it's truly him. So we know the famous idea that Yosef HaTzadik was sending the Agalos to hint to what they were learning together when they last were together. But I heard a beautiful message that just struck me deeply, that he sent the wagons to say, Tata, don't worry about me in Mitzrayim. Even though I'm in a place full of tuma, I am fully confident and comfortable that I can bring you into my home, that you'll be proud of me, that I'm still your little Yosef, your son Yosef. Come visit me. I know you'll be proud. If Hashem has told us, V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti bisocham, we know bisocham is each one of us needing to create ourselves as a bias inside ourselves, a place of shechina that rests in us. Will we be able to say, Hashem, come. Come into my bias. You'll be so proud. I know you'll be so proud with what I made of myself, with what you have gifted me with the way I nurtured that gift of that neshama inside of me and was focused on always building a relationship with you and thus was able to really build beautiful relationships with other people. Hashem should give us all siyata deshmaya in all our avodah, and maybe we could even take pen to paper, sometimes just putting it down and really taking time to reflect, what is it that makes me special? Is there a map of my avodah, Hashem? Do I have goals? How am I connecting to Hashem? How am I talking to Him on a daily basis? What am I doing that only He and I know? Because we know what's private and special is what builds a unique and really elevated relationship. And this way, when our lives get so hectic and we maybe don't have times for that consistent reflection, we'll have a paper we can unfold and look back and say, ah, that's the me. That's the real me. Hashem, come. You could come visit my mikdash that I've created inside of myself. I know you'll be proud. Halavai. Have a wonderful Shabbos.